Now, this is a continuation of the visit on Thursday the 6th of August 1970. Thursday the 6th of August 1970, Channel 1 over. It's carried over on this side, Channel 1 over. It's carried over on this side, Channel 1 over, up to 220. This is a continuation of the visit on Thursday the 6th of August 1970. And it's carried over a little piece on this side, Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, up to 220. Up to 220. Yes. Now, there in town, well, we never did do anything there, but I remember out there in the country, we'd have picnics and out there on the grounds where the church and the schoolhouse mm-hmm. was all the time. Mm-hmm. And that was a nice arrangement, wasn't it?
It was. You know, you'd have a nice time out there.
Yes. It didn't cost you a nickel.
Didn't cost you nothing.
I don't think anybody would like it now because it wouldn't be costly enough.
No.
Everything got a...
Well, they don't seem to recognize it. If they have a picnic, they've got to go to some beach.
Another,
where the water's at.
Way off.
Mm-hmm. Way on somewhere.
Yes, that was a nice. That was a nice place. What was your? When you was up there and coming down there and meeting Miss Dora, your stores. What'd you have for stores there in town?
Stores.
Come on, here.
We go in the. Down there to Boardman, to church. Well, they had different things and stuff.
I mean, the stores, what stores did you have?
What stores did you have? None but these, right here.
Well, you haven't got but one down there now.
But it used to be two.
Yeah.
When Lon Smith was living, he had a store.
On this side?
Yes, on the other side, next to Miss Smith's house.
Oh.
They had a store between their house and Mr. Wood's store. That's where they store.
And then on the other side there, that little road would go on down on the other side of the railroad to the railroad station.
Yes. It used to be a house set over there. A man which owned it. By the name of Carter Rose. He was old man. He lived there.
Well, now these people like Miss Iris and them, did you know them then?
Yes, sir. I know them a long time.
Who all was living over there then? It's like Miss Iris that you knew.
Iris McCray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, she was a Smith.
Yeah.
Before she married. Liz, her daddy dead, ain't he?
I thought so.
Seemed to me like he died. Well, who in his house? Who in her daddy's house?
I don't know. Which is his house?
You know, he had a house over there. Next to... Down below Lloyd Johnson's place over there.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith had a house over there. On that little dirt road.
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
I don't know. Who that? But I'm going to find out. I had forgot all about them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Toby Smith,
yeah.
Even to them, that's Iris's brother.
And
let me see. Miss Flora didn't live. She hadn't come. She hadn't moved in here at that time.
No. I don't know much about her. I just knowed her since she been here.
Yeah, well, that was after you had moved from from up at the junction.
Now, I had done left junction when she come here. I was back down here somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, I was working where I am now when Joe was born. Her first child was born. He was born over there in the Shelworth house.
Oh.
That's where Joe was born.
Oh.
They were living there then, her and Mr. Moore.
Uh-huh.
They was living in the Shelworth house.
Oh, they wasn't living over where they are now?
No, they hadn't built. They hadn't built their house then.
Oh, they built that house?
Yes, sir. They built it.
Well, who else was you running around with about that time, Miss Daisy?
Who?
Who else was you running around with about that time?
About what time?
That we were talking about when you was up there.
Up there at Junction. Well, it wasn't nobody up there. And Doral just between here and there. Just me and her.
Just you and Miss Doral?
Me and Doral. We'd go together. Well, some Sundays we carry our children's with us. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, I never did care for a crowd. I don't like too big a crowd. Everybody talking, everybody saying something. You don't get no sense out of nothing nobody said.
No get any sense at all?
No. So me and Dora, we used to go together all the time. We work together, we go to church together, we visit together whenever we had a chance to visit together. But
oh, you knew Miss Anna.
Who?
Miss Anna.
Anna Wolf?
Yes.
Oh yes, I know her.
Yes, well you saw her all the time.
Tell me, Miss Woods,
yes.
Fred's mother?
Yes.
Oh yes, sir. I knowed her. Well.
Well, you knowed her from the time you got here about, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yes, sir. I knowed Miss Anna. Long time before her husband died.
Yeah. He died in 1930.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knowed her before then.
What was she like back there, Miss Anna?
Well, she was just nice. That's all. She was just a nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
From the time I seen her, until you know, the most time I see her, she'd be in the store.
Oh, she would be.
Yes, and she visit the store. She'd be down there getting her mail, or maybe getting something to fix for dinner, or something to fix. And that's where we visit. I'd be in the store, and she'd be in the store. We'd do our little visiting there. And then, you know, she'd go home, and I'd go home, I guess. Or I'd go where I started, and she'd go where she wanted.
Well, you had to come all the way down there to the store.
Yes, sir. Yes, I had to come down here to the store.
How often did you come?
Not very often. No, sir, if I wasn't working down this way, I didn't come to the store very often.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, if we need anything, and Ben, he was coming down there, he'd have to come down there pretty often, you know, pick up something. Well, I'd tell him what he needed to the house, so he'd bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Miss Anna, tell me a little bit more about Miss Anna.
Anna Woods?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
What y'all talk about?
What me and her talked about? Well, we didn't have much to talk. She wanted to know, well, how you getting along, Daisy? Of course, one thing, sometimes she'd ask me about somebody when I see Dora or something like that. Mm-hmm. See, Dora was up there then. One bird don't want the other one to eat.
No, they scrap sometimes. But you know, that's, I don't believe we'll beat them times long in there. Those times long in there, I don't believe we'll beat them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, it's, I like to think about them old days. You know, I think back there, now that's my, things is better, some things is better than the way it is now. Well, back then, it wasn't so much sickness. You didn't hear of so many folks being sick. Well, they had to walk. Lots of folks had to walk where they went. Well, that'd give them a chance to exercise itself. Mm-hmm. You see, but now everybody's riding, and they can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. They can't walk, but they can be sick all the time. Get sick all the time. Well, they don't get enough for exercise. As I tell them sometimes, well, I'm glad I can walk. Oh, you ought not to walk. I say, you ought to walk more. I say, I get along all right walking. I say, you don't hear me complaining. I say, and I don't go to the doctor all the time. I say, you got to be to the doctor all the time. You got to get your appointment and this and that. I say, what good do it do? I say, you're sicker than I am.
Well, I enjoyed the visit, Miss Lady. That, I've been wanting to talk about that. I, that's, you know, I used to do that same thing you were doing, see.
Yeah.
And, I guess it's mostly on Sundays that, we'd get the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And drive way on out to the meeting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there we'd see all
neighbors,
relatives, and the neighbors,
relatives,
catch up, you know.
Well, you meet and you talk and enjoy. Well, now when you go home, you could think about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Well, see, well, if I hadn't went out there, I wouldn't have seen someone so.
Yes, you'd sort of pick up on everybody, and it gives you something to think about the rest
right.
of the week.
That's right. You have something to think about next week.
And you go out there and...
and then you feel fresh to go to your work. You got something to think about. And then you get to thinking and... Yes, so and so said so and so.
Yeah.
She told me, sit and sit your thing.
Yeah.
Well, you think about that.
Yeah.
You're not telling them. So, like these folks down here, Karen there, they get at me about not coming down there. I told her, I said, well, I have to work. I don't have time to come. Well, look like you could take time as I could if I would. I said, but I won't.
Yeah.
I said,
but now, look, whenever you talk to Miss Anna, you'd go home, you see, and you all would talk about what you found out about her and all like that.
That's right.
You?
That's right.
Yes. And you'd see, well, I don't know, she'd be talking, I don't know what she'd talk about. She'd,
She'd mostly want to know how was somebody. Yeah. She wouldn't have a long visit. She wouldn't have time to ask me so many questions.
No.
Of course, she had to get what she come at and go cook it, and I had to get what I come at and go cook it.
Yeah. But then you for one thing, you know what everybody was doing out in the field.
That's right.
If the melons was in, or the cucumbers,
anything, right. Whatever was growing out there, well, I know.
You just naturally know that, wouldn't you?
That's right.
You just naturally
find out.
So you could just about place everybody in the whole neighborhood.
That's right. Cause, you see, when we were working, everybody in the whole neighborhood was working together. Well, now, that's where you get all kind of news out there. What's going on everywhere.
Well, now,
in that field.
I have to make a call.
Well, you make your call.
Well, okay. It's about you.
Well, you make it about me or Miss Daisy, anybody. Miss Daisy, now when you was working out there in the field and you had a whole lot of people there, they'd still be from right around here, wouldn't they?
Right around here. Just right by people see about everything. Well, you know, let's get home, see
okay.
About that.
I guess so, it's about 11 o'clock. Hey ho.
Well, we're set for you. Bye bye. Thank you. Miss Daisy, I've got some if there's any little things in there, it'll wash out. I think they're all right. They're black-eyed peas.
I'm right home and cooking some of them for my supper.
And here's a ham hock.
And I know I'm going to cook.
Got some ham on it, Miss Daisy.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
No. You going down that way, guys?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, we sure enjoyed the visit.
Well, I enjoyed it.
And you didn't have all this television stuff on your mind then.
That's right.
You're satisfied to talk about peas and ham hock and things
that's
like
that. There wasn't no television. I didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't have no television.
And you didn't have all that stuff on your mind.
No.
Now this is channel one over 200. This Saturday morning, the 6th of August, 1970, after a fine rain yesterday late, Miss Daisy, we make the trip from up there where she first lived at the junction to Clark Place on down by Miss Dora's to the meeting. That's the plan of it. It works out very nice. She talks about a lot of people. This is Thursday, the 6th of August, 1970. Channel on over around 2:10 or 20. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning. Pleasant. Overcast. The 6th of August, 1970. Channel on over around 2:10 or 20. Now, on Tuesday, 11th of August, 1970, we had a visit, but I put it on the wrong tape, on the wrong reel. I put it back with the 9th of June. On Tuesday, 11th of August, 1970, we had a visit, but I put it on the wrong reel, back on the 9th of June. Now, on Tuesday, 11th of August, 1970, we had a visit, but I put it on the wrong reel, back on the 9th of June. I'm starting again. Nick was here all through August, and we worked and made hay the last week of August, first week of September. And this is coming up now, Thursday the 10th of September 1970. Thursday the 10th of September 1970, and we expect Miss Bess Daisy in the morning. For the first time, we missed a whole week. This will be 2 weeks since we had a visit. This will be 2 weeks since we had a visit. That'll be Thursday, the 10th of September 1970, Thursday the 10th of September 1970, and this is Channel 1 over around 2:25. This is Channel 1 over around 2:25, and we're expecting Miss Daisy on Thursday the 10th of September 1970.
I didn't see your sister and your mother.
Well,
it's been a long time now before they come down.
Well, my sister was here just overnight. She came in late and left the next morning.
Uh-huh.
And that was the morning that you worked.
That's right.
So that was that. And then we came down that Monday to see you, and you were
gone.
Yes, I can't think of anything, you know, nicer than to just live across the road from Miss Flora.
Yes, and she wanted Joe to build his house over there on that hill where Kay's house is.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't. Well, after they tore down the old house I lived in, she said it was just so lonesome over there without the house. She needed a house over there. But Joe, he liked this hill over here.
Uh-huh.
So he built his house over there. And I think that's a pretty place for a house.
Yes, it is.
Where his house is. See, he sat right up on the hill and he looked right down, clean across the highway, way over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But she was lonesome, she said.
It wasn't
when
nobody
you
there.
Uh-huh.
So when Kay finally married, he liked that. He did. When the lightning struck that old magnolia tree.
Was that your magnolia tree?
That magnolia tree was as big when I went there as it was when the lightning struck it. To me, that was a big grown tree.
Well, was that the tree that your house was under?
That's right.
Why, Daisy, that was your magnolia tree.
That was my magnolia tree. For years I stayed there.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. I like that place there.
Well, that's just about where your house was.
Where that magnolia tree?
Where Kay had
well,
just
it was
that.
Right in the front yard.
That's right.
And it sat about far from the porch. I guess this is from here to the end of this house.
Mm-hmm.
But it kept shade there all day long. The
well,
sun never did get on that house.
Uh-huh.
But just a tiny bit, you know. Now in the afternoon, that tree shaded all over.
Well, that's what Flora meant when she said that tree meant as much to you as it did to them.
Uh-huh.
That's what she said. She said, you love that tree, and so did they.
They did. And when the lightning struck it and killed it, then Kay had have it cut down.
Uh-huh.
But he sure hated it.
Now when
is Jane said well it shot up Kay's magnolia tree. He said but he loved that tree, Miss Daisy, I believe almost like he did his wife. He said, well, he said he never hated nothing no better than he did lose that tree.
That's what Miss Flora said. They all
mm-hmm.
did. And she said, and Daisy did too.
I did too. When I go by there, I pass there, I could see the old tree. Now I pass there, I see nothing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I miss it.
And she just was lonesome when you left.
Mm-hmm. See, I had my wash place right there, right near my porch.
Uh-huh.
But I could wash there when I got ready, because I had shade.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now you'd go over and babysit?
With the children. At night, sometimes she'd ask me, and sometimes she'd ask Florida me. Well, see, Florida me was farther from her than I was, but she'd mostly get me to stay with them at night. Well, she'd have something there to keep me company.
She would.
Wash dishes and more.
Uh-huh.
Get me company. Children sleeping.
Uh-huh. But she not only paid you, but she would give you something.
Give me things. Yes, ma'am. I think I got two dresses or three she gave me.
Uh-huh.
But these got too small. I can't wear them, but I just keep them.
Uh-huh. But when you, I know when you went over to do something far, you all could talk.
Well, now you see, when I go to work, I love to work and get through.
Yes.
But when she take a notion to talk, well, then you just got to stop. And listen. And if you know anything, help her. But I wasn't much help to her when she go talking about things happened all around Bowling back to us and all around. And I said, you see, I didn't take no paper and I didn't visit nobody much.
Well, Dave,
most my visiting was in the field.
In the field.
We'd meet one another there and talk. Sunday, we go to church together.
Uh-huh.
Now and then, I'd go to some of the neighbors' house. But they all had to work. And you see, when I was home, I had to work.
Well, you said that how she always took something to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have to know about what happened to people. That's why, you suppose?
She could tell. I guess so. I never know why, but I just know she always did it. But she said, she told me more than one time that her father, he liked colored people that he used to farm. And he would feed his hands from the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And her mother, she had to cook for him. She said, mother didn't appreciate it. Said, but one thing, she obeyed my father. And what he told her to do, she did that. I said, that's how you've got to be so obedient. She said, Daisy said, I'd rather say from my father, because nobody didn't have to tell him what to do or how to do and how to use colored people. But he had to tell my mother. I said, well, you learned before you got Mr. Maher. So he don't have to tell you. She said no. Plenty of things he don't have to tell me. There's some things he do. I said, well, it's quite natural. You wouldn't have learned it all. But Miss Flora's a good entertainer. Miss Flora's a good woman.
Well, she probably was one of the first ones to come down to bring Doris something. Oh, first of the people around.
She was. She was pushed.
What did she bring her?
She brought it.
What did she bring her?
Brought us a big, big boiler full of soup.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Moth, it was good.
Yes.
And it was something else she brought. I don't know if it was a piece of cake or what, but something else she brought.
Soon as she heard about the wreck.
Yes.
Then she brought that. And she's always been that way.
Ever
as you
since
remember.
I know her. Ever since I know her. Well, you see, when she lived up there, across the street from where I worked there, well, I didn't see her much. You know, I'd see her, but I didn't have no talk with her, because when I was up there, I was on the job, working most. But after she built and moved down there, and well, then I'd see her a lot. Because she would want me over there a lot of time, and she knew I was home. And me and her would talk. Well, reckon she'd have to go to town or go to the post office or go somewhere for a little while. Well, then I could wait while she was home. Nobody talked to her. But I like Miss Flora. I do.
Well, that's the way she had of finding out what was
going on.
Yes.
Well, she couldn't find out from me, because I didn't know. Now, her maid, she's kind of like Miss Flora. She come my not knowing what's going on. Well, when she would come to work or anything, when Miss Flora would get to talking, well, she'd tell her what she knew. Well, she heard about her lots of time, things she'd ask me. But I said, well, Miss Flora, I don't know. I don't know a thing about it. She said, well, May said so-and-so. I said, well, I guess May know what she's talking about. I said, but they just don't know nothing about it. I said, you see, I don't have no business visiting folks, lots of folks. I said, because I don't have no business with them. I said, my business home. I said, it's not that I'm selfish or nothing like that. I said, but I'm just made like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where ever was home, that's where I always spent the most of my time, at home. When I was a girl growing up, my mother didn't allow us to run around and visit and spend nights and things with other girls and in other folks' house and things like that. She taught us, well, if you go play, you go see so-and-so, you stay so long and so long, and you come home. Well, we'd better do that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all day, and it wasn't all night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd teach us this. Now, if you get hungry, you come home and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you eat over there. Don't you eat out there. It's enough for them to cook and feed their family and wait on them. Now, if you get hungry, you come home. We know to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she taught me that, and I taught mine that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can go and play so long. I said, but you come home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you get hungry, you come home and eat. Eat at home. And today, it won't neither one of my children eat nowhere but at home.
Why, Miss Daisy?
They won't nowhere but at home. Now my boy, they'll eat to my house.
Uh-huh.
They'll eat to their house.
Uh-huh.
one another's house. We'll all eat to my granddaughter's house and things like that. But if I had a friend, well, you know, I'd eat something with them. But just say, now, you know, some folks on our side, Miss Marv, I don't think they never had enough of nothing.
Is that right?
It looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Just like they'll have a dinner at the church or something, picnic or something. They eat all they can hold, lots of them. Then they'll file them up a plate, put it in the car. Some of them, what they bring, they never take it out. They carry it back. But what I want home, I leave it home. What I take out, I took it out there for them folks out there.
Uh-huh. And not to take it back.
Not to take it back. And I don't bring nothing back. I don't have nothing to bring back. See, we have a table, we can put on that. Yeah. Time to serve it when they get through. Going on. As I tell my daughter sometimes, I said, well, I never seen folks eat so much cake as they eat out at dinner. I said, I don't believe some of them cooks no take it home or either buy. I said, they don't look like they could eat so much.
I wonder how long Miss Flora's been making that sour cream cake.
I don't know. How long she's been making.
But that's...
It's good cake.
She makes it for about everybody now.
Says she do.
Yeah, I imagine that's what she brought down to Doris too.
Yeah.
Some of that.
I know she brought something besides the soup.
Now she knew Miss Dora too, didn't she?
Who?
Flora.
Doris.
Dora.
Dora
Mitchell. Yeah.
Yes, she knew. She used to be around up there sometime, Miss Flora. I think she's had about all of us.
Did she work for her sometimes?
Just a day or an hour or two or something.
Uh-huh.
Sometime. She would go up there to see her daughter,
uh-huh.
Florida May.
Uh-huh.
She'd go up there. Yeah, she's been around up there. They see Doris. She used to work for Miss Flora.
Doris did,
yes. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard her say she thought Doris was one of the best people she ever had.
Hmm. I think she said that more than one time. She said if she could just keep Doris, she wouldn't have no worry.
Well,
uh-huh.
It seems like I hear voices in here.
A little early
good
this
morning.
Good morning.
It looked like she tried to get me over here for breakfast, but I had done eat.
Let me give you a little orange juice.
You get breakfast before we do them.
Yes. I'd get up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Now, if I'm working, I'd get up 5:30, make my coffee, fix my breakfast, eat my breakfast. Well, about 6:45, I'd be ready to go, start walking.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I do it then, well,
and get over there
and get up and get it and start walking around my place. That's how. I ain't done so much this week. The Labor Day, my granddaughter, it was her birthday. So she had a birthday dinner and joined grandma to come up there. So I went up there. We all went up there and spent the day.
Who was that?
That's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? She doing better?
The one that had the wreck.
Yeah.
So I was up there about all day. Didn't do nothing that day. Well, I like to start work on Monday morning. And then I gotta start and I can go on. But if I miss money, I don't never get straight.
That must be my trouble. I did.
No.
I haven't got straight.
You ain't got straight yet?
No.
But you're still fumbling, doing something.
Yeah.
You're doing something.
You know, I haven't been anywhere and spent all day in a long time. We used to do that. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. But you do when you stay all day?
Yes.
How
do you pass
the time? You don't do nothing but talk and have fun. Listen at other folks talking. Mm-hmm. You see, some folks can't talk much. They talk a little bit, and they do.
Yeah.
Some folks can talk all day and all night and all day tomorrow. And I don't see how in the world they do it. Look like they were finished, but some folks don't get through. They don't get through talking. And they talk so long and talk so much. Sometimes you hear it and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
That's the way I am now. I don't know about other folks. You see, I forget about them. Thank God.
Well, is your granddaughter a big talker?
No, sir.
She
ain't no talker.
She just doing something all the time.
Doing something. You know what she doing most of the time? Reading books. Reading books. Reading papers. That's the way she entertained herself. She ain't no talker. But a little bit talk she do. I tell her. I say, you keep yourself company with your book. She said, yeah, Grandmama, I think that's the best way to read and try to learn something else and don't try to know so much. But I said, well, I think so too. I said, well, I could see good and see how to read. I read a lot. I said, but now I can't read. I don't have nothing to keep me company. So I sold a little bit.
Who's the biggest talker you know, Miss Daisy?
The biggest talker I know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know so many big talkers till I can't tell you. Who is the biggest?
Miss Bessie don't talk much.
No, just at times, Miss Bessie. She can soon tell what she got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But she's through. You know, Miss Bessie get quiet. In a few minutes, Miss Bessie go to sleep. She'd sit there.
Now, Big Bessie is pretty good talker.
Oh, my Lord. Now, that's a big talker.
Yeah.
Now, you call Denise Big Bessie.
Yeah.
We call her Little Bessie, and we call the old Bessie Big Bessie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the way
we got it mixed up.
I thought that's the way she did it. Well, Little Bessie. Little Bessie's there. She.
Ooh. She can talk too much for me. Right, when she's there, I don't go over there.
Well, you don't need to.
No, sir.
She can.
Because Bessie got company.
Bessie got
all she needs.
Bessie got
and sometimes she talks too much for Bessie. You know, she be talking rightly. She ain't talking about nobody. She ain't talking about, she's talking about what she done and
yeah.
What folks used to do and where she done it at and how she cook and what she can cook. Now, Big Bessie likes to talk about her cooking, too. You know, she went off from, when was it? Sunday.
Miss Bessie?
Yes. She went to spend the day. She went, we out to the side of Rochelle or somewhere. To some kind of program, to my surprise. But she says she had a nice time. So I asked the bunny, I said, well, how are you feeling this morning? She said, I feel all right, but I'm still tired. I said, well, you ain't tired from your birthday now. I said, you done got rested from that. I said, you tired from yesterday, sitting around all day.
No, I haven't sat around all day and visited, Miss Daisy. I forget how you do. We used to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't never done so much as just visiting nobody. Now at home, that's in Georgia years ago. You see, in the fall of the year, in the winter time, we didn't have nothing. Women didn't have nothing to do. Well, we'd piece quilts and quilt quilts. And a bunch of us would get together, talk, piece quilts. Most of the time, we'd quilts. There would be five or six of us. If I had two quilts to quilt, well, we'd get together and quilt out mine. You had two or three, we'd go to your house the next time. Okay, we'd make coffee, bake cakes, bake ginger cakes. They used to bake them things a lot. My mother did. Well, that's what we had, but we'd be working.
Well, that sounds all right. I remember an old ginger cake. She'd just
say you do.
Yeah, she'd cook them in
a
cake pan and just cut them across ways. And
they were good too.
They got a hunk.
You don't hear much about them, no?
That's curious, isn't it? They ought to be just as good as ever was.
Well, on those all day things, it's seems to me it's better to have a little something to do.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
If you don't talk much, you have to do a right smart listening.
That's right. I don't care for just an all day sitting visit. Well, I ain't used to that. I never did.
You know, it just occurred to me, Miss Daisy, that night you and Miss Bessie come up the lane, and then I went on back down there with you, and you were sitting on the porch with her. She was tired that night, wasn't she? She just give out.
Yes, she was.
She was just
I'll
give out.
I'll tell you the truth, she was so tired that she was almost sick.
Yes. But
and
she,
I told her, I said, you had no business trying to do all of that. I said, just don't make sense. She said, she wanted to do it. I said, yeah.
And she come up the lane and she had that big platter.
Mm-hmm.
That's heavy.
And every once in a while, she'd kind of stagger, you know. But she wouldn't let me take it. She wanted to bring it herself.
You know what I was thinking about?
She just wanted me to come with her.
Uh-huh.
That's all for coming.
What I was thinking about, I just happened to think afterwards. You dressed up that night, Miss Daisy.
So dressed up?
Oh, you were.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that.
I didn't think about that. It didn't come to me for some time. Tell me about it.
About what?
I can't remember what it was, but you was dressed up.
That was a pretty red dress.
If they don't remember, tell her.
Was it?
Thank you.
What you have
was
on?
Was that a red dress?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know now.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Well,
what it? But I didn't know I was so dressed up.
Well, you had a little collar, don't you know, like that.
I know. I think I remember. I had on kind of pink dress with some white around him.
Oh.
Like that.
Well, now, was that a wash dress?
Yes, sir. I wash it. You know, I wash most all of mine. I ain't got nothing of my own I don't wash.
Oh?
No. Some folks send so-and-so to the cleaner, dry cleaner. I clean mine myself.
Well, now, you know what I was thinking about? It was washed so nice and neat.
Yes, sir. Oh, they get at me. Well, you'll ruin so-and-so. I won't ruin nothing of yours. If I ruin it, I ruin mine. I ain't ruined nothing yet. Mm-hmm. They wash them when you send them to the cleaner. They have to clean them. Well, I can wash mine at home. I know what I want to put in the sun or what I want to put in the shade.
People around here think a good bit of the way you wash and iron.
So they do.
Don't they?
I think so.
Well, now, tell me about that little dress, Miss Daisy. I forget it.
What do you want? About what?
About that little dress you wore that night.
That little dress I wore that night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't remember what it was, but I know it wasn't nothing I couldn't wash. I know I washed it.
Well, you remember that little pink, you said a little pink dress.
Mm-hmm. It was a washable dress. You could wash it. I know how many you can wash.
Well, how'd you wash it? Just like any of the rest of it?
Well, no, so I mostly wash them by the self.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, these kind of silk things and woolen things, you know, they have this ivory licorice solution.
Well,
I make me some suds and I wash them in the bath.
Oh.
They have ivory white? I don't know. You, they know it. I don't know.
Yeah, she no, know them. She know what I'm talking about.
It's like, is it like that, joy?
Yes, ma'am, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I put some of that in some warm. And get it good and soaked, and I put what I'm going to wash in there. Well, clean, rinse it out. Well, see, for my regular wash, I use Tide, but I don't use Tide for everything.
Well, now this dress you had on for that party, you'd washed by hand. That's why it looks
yes,
so new.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I wash it by hand. And I didn't boil it.
you didn't get it clean then.
See, I don't get it so dirty.
Oh.
Before I wash them.
Yeah.
That's why I wash them by hand. Put my water in the tub and wash them by hand. Well, I have more rinse water right there. When I get the room, I put it there. Bring it out there and hang it up.
And there's right smart starching to do.
Sir?
You starch. You got to starch it too.
Yeah. I like starch. I think that Miss Myers had me some starch one day.
Do you starch the whole shebang?
Yes, sir. I just rinse them out, and I have me a pan like that, and I starch in there. And I drop them in there until I get many in there as I want. Then I roll them together, wring them out, and put them on the line.
And that's got the starch in it then?
Yes, sir. But, now, you know, lots of folk, they like spray starch. But I don't like spray stuff.
Well, now, when you take them off the line, they'll be stiff.
They'll be stiff. They'll be just like I want. Of course, see, I fix my starch before I put them in there. So they won't be too stiff. I get my starch made, then I pour water in it until I get it just smooth and thin as I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put my clothes in.
Well, it looked nice.
Well, thank you.
That was pretty.
And God, I tell you something, I imagine Miss Daisy can iron better than most people. That's what Miss Flora said.
That's what she said.
She never had anybody who could iron as well as you.
Oh. Well, she always said that. She told me that. She said to me one day, she was had me up there ironing. Well, here you pull that table over there. And put your clothes over here. So I think she come in there and I was ironing pants. She said, Daisy. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I'm going to tell you something this morning I ain't never told you. I said, yes, sir. So I quit ironing. See? Try to hear what was that? She done told me so many things. I'm wondering what was this thing. She says, I must say, she said, Mae, she's a good ironer. Yes, she can iron. Said, but me and a nobody else, I have had to iron for me. I'm like you. How do you do it? I said, well, I just iron. She said, you have to do something to get every wrinkle out and leave them shining and so slick. I said, well, I can't tell you nothing else, buddy. So I just ironed like that. She said, well, you can sure do it. You can beat anybody I ever seen in my whole life. I said, Miss Flora, you're forgetting something, I think. She said, no, I'm not.
And you could get the wrinkles out and make them shiny.
Yes, sir. Well, if I leave the wrinkles in there, they ain't half on.
Yeah.
But you can't tell how you do it.
No. Just learn to do it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to wash from his watches.
Oh, really?
I washed for her a long time. Sometimes Mr. Ross would have 15 shirts, white ones. I'd iron them and fold. I'd have to fold up. So, somebody come here and they say, well, who in the world is you on? I said, for Miss Rogers. And on all these shirts? I said, ain't nobody else here to iron. I said, and then they're in my care. I rub a iron. Say, but one thing about it, you sure iron them. I wished you could iron mine. I said, but I can't. I don't know where it comes. She's good. Miss Rogers is good. Or she was to me. She's not.
And I think you like to iron.
I do. I don't know no job I like no better than I do iron.
Miss Daisy, big talkers is not always the best talkers that you like to listen to.
That's the truth.
Now, Florida May's a big talker.
Yes, my Lord. And you know she ain't the best. As I just listen to her. Now, you know, it's a lot of folks, they don't like her. She talks too much, and she said the wrong thing. She misplaced the truth all along. So I tell now my daughter, she just can't hardly stand Florida man. She just can't. She says she talks too much. I said, well, you ain't got nothing to do with that. I said, that's her tongue she using. She said, you ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, her talk don't worry me a bit. It don't. It don't worry me. I just listen to her. Sometimes she said things so bad along. I said, now don't you know that ain't so. You could have not said it. Now you know Florida made moms a talker.
Oh,
when she was able to talk. I tell myself, Florida made didn't steal using her tongue. I said, oh, Dora got in such a bad hell. Oh, I say, Florida May couldn't be the talker and save a life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
You know, I know all the... Now, this horse here from Miami, she's not a great talker. She talks a plenty, but she ain't got no time with her sister, Florida May. Mm-hmm. She, you know, Clyde, she come up here from Miami to stay with her mother. Why should she? They say, the welfare said that she needed somebody with her all the time. If they couldn't get nobody to stay with her, they would either have to punish a woman to stay there or put her in a home. Well, Dora didn't want to have to go into a home. No, she won't do that. Well, Minnie, she got 7 children, and she said she didn't have time to stay with her. Florida May got a sick husband. He ain't in the bed, but he complains all the time. She couldn't stay. Well, they wrote Clyde to come. So Clyde come, and she carried her to the doctor and everything. So then she called her husband and told him what the doctor said and what kind of shape her mother was in and what these girls here said. They didn't let them have time to stay there. They had to stay at home, and the doctor says she had to have somebody to stay. So he told her, said, well, you stay. Said, that's your mother. And when she's gone, you don't get near another one. She said, well, far as me, I can take care of myself. And you stay there till the change come. Let it be better or worse. So she stayed. So she said, the welfare told her, said, now you going to stay? And she told her, yes, ma'am, nobody else won't stay. So she said, well, it'd be too hard on you to just sit here all the time, day in, day out, night after night. Just some time in between, say, we'll give you somebody to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde said, she thanked.